formally nothing, no property, no right, but commands reverence, respect, high respect, even superior position than the father. The mother has no right, formal right, social right, not formal, social right, she may have highest than the father. The father holds the property, but mother do not hold any property. But the greatest respect of these children, the social sanction is like that. There is a slope, Bhumir Guryasi Mata Sargad Uchchadarapita. The father is considered higher than the heaven, and the mother considered higher than the land where we stand. And there is another slope. Both mother and father, they help the child to grow. But mother's quota is far more greater than that of the father, help to the children. So her dignity, her superiority is much more than that of the father. This is the custom in Varnasram Dharma. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. Not legal position, but social or moral position. The potency class. So jiva is, after all, potency, dependent, no legal right, but some sort of social credit. So much so that God himself says, aham bhakta paradhino. Narayan told to Durvasa Rishi in the case of Ambarish Maharaj, aham bhakta paradhino, I am dependent on my devotees. Jha satantra iva dijo, O you Brahmin, as if I am dependent. I am dependent on them as if I have no freedom upon my own. As if freedom I have got, but through affection I am reduced to such a position that I have no freedom. In the case of the devotees, I cannot but be partial. And independent thinking has no place there. So much indebted, I think, to them. Dhasatantri Vaddiya. Sarvir Grastha Hidayu. My whole heart is swallowed by them. Bhakti Bhakta Janapriya. Sadhu means the saints, the devotees. They have swallowed me. As if I do not have any independent thinking, but their interest. By their serving tendency, they have acquired such a position in me. Wonderful. Durvasa, he wanted impartial judgment. I am a Brahmin, Ambarish is a Kshatriya. I am a Sannyasi, he is a Grihastha, householder. So my prestige is above him. And you are Brahmanadev, you are supposed to be the supporters of the Brahmins. So, I have claimed to you that you must have a fair judgment in this case. The Brahma and Mahadev Shiva, they frustrated him. They all told, go to Narayana, we can't do anything in this matter, can't interfere. Then he had to approach to Narayana, and Narayana told like that. Narayana also made a good argument to the Brahmin Dutpasa. Yes. You are Brahmin. But Ambarish was observing Ekadashi Vrata connected with me. You also observe that same vow. And you know that the Paranam, that is a part of that Vrata, that vow. And Ambarish, and Ambarish, what did you do, Ambarish? He only to observe to show the respect, to keep the respect of the bhav, he did Paranam. He also did in time. But you are his guest. He only took on a drop of water to observe the indispensable part of the bhav. A drop of water. He did not feed himself without feeding you. And you also did that Paranam. And that is connecting me, that Vrata Ekadashi. And you are annoyed. He did. What he did, that Parano Ekadashi, that is for me. And that disturbed you. And you say you are more akin to me than Ambarish. What are the difference arose where? In observance of my bhav. You did, and he did, and he was faulty. What is the reason there? Who is nearer to me, you or he? Then you say you are a sannyasi of higher position and he is a grihastha of lower position. But when you want to burn him with your, that jata, that hair, that collected hair, like the fire, he did not went back to save his life. But you, Brahmin Sannyasi, when Sudarshan came to attack you, you were running the whole world to save your life. You are Sannyasi. But he is Sannyasi. He did not budge an inch to save his life. He stood with gratitude. If I have done anything wrong, then my life will be finished. But you ran from to Brahma, to Shiva, and then you have come here for fear of your life. Then whose renunciation of better type? In this way, the Bhāṣa was rebuked, rather, chastised, given stricture. Anyhow, you will have to go back to that Ambarish. I cannot give any judgment against my devotee. he will give judgment in this case. So Bhasa had to come to his opponent for his judgment of the case. You go and see how generous he is. What to do? Durvasa had to come. And Durvasa saw Ambarish standing in the same mortified posture there. The Brahmin is troubled on my account. He is my guest. Some accident happened in such a way that Sudarshan chased him. And he is running from hither, thither. He is my guest. Without feeding him, how can I take food? Ambarish is standing there in mournful condition. This is a bad luck for me that I could not, it should be, could not feed my guest. He is waiting. How can I take food? When my honored guest, he is running hither, thither, how can he take food? Then Durvasa went, and Sudarshan chasing. Then Durvasa went there, save me, though no other savior I found in this world except you, I am sent to you. You are my savior. Then Ambarish began to pacify Sudarshan. If for a single day I have done any devoted activity to Narayan, O Sudarshan, you please pacify yourself. Pacify. He is my honorable guest. And you will disturb him in my presence. I can't tolerate it. Please do this. Sudarshan has to stop. Durvasa was saved. And then Durvasa was as guest of. Then Durvasa announced, Ahu Anantadasanam. I am astounded to find the generosity in the servitors of the Ananta Narayana, how generous they are. I did so much wrong towards him, and he saved my life from the reaction, the danger that came as reaction. I insulted him, and he is honoring so much. So that a great rishi began to speak aloud, announce the, on all sides the magnanimity, the nobility of the servitors of Narayana. So, one who has got nothing, one who thinks that he is not an independent entity, but he is slave, dependent to the Absolute. Absolute has got also the corresponding proper recognition for him, we see in this instance. Narayan sent Durvasa to him for judgment. And here Ambarish is standing, that I have nothing, I am so low, I am so unfortunate that my honorable guest is under trouble. This is my illa. He is repenting like that. And Narayan sent to him, you are the judge. I also failed. Brahma failed, Mahadev failed, Narayan also told, I also failed. Uh, The highest judge is your devotee, servant. So much so we find. Die to live. What sort of life we get when we can die for his account? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur. It is a fortune to die a death for him. Dying we are always. Every second we are dying, attacked by mortality. But to die for him, that is the most important and honorable. And that gives the highest goal, highest fortune for him, to die for him. Dying, we are already within death. Every second dying. The whole, not only we, the environment, everything, we can experience all dying. But die for a proper cause. Then you will see that your bright self come out, which never die. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur. আপনি কোথায় যেতে আসছেন এখন নিজা? ও রাধা কুণ্ডে, ও এখানে, ও ফরেনে, অ্যান্ড অলসো হোলি পার্সন্স গডলি স্পিরিট, হ্যাঁ, বোথ ক্লাস উইল গো অন। যাও নাকি এনি কোয়েশ্চেন তরুণ কৃষ্ণপ্রভু? He will answer.
I have one question.
Yes.
Some devotees in Swami Maharaj's movement feel that Swami Maharaj intended to establish Vanashram Dharma. But then there are other devotees that say this is impossible, that it's not actually his real intention, that this is not practical or possible in this age.
Finished.
Is it the Gaudiya mission? Is it the mission of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta to try to establish Varnashram at some level, some Varnashram system? Or simply to distribute Krishna consciousness and to try to make devotees of Lord Krishna?
This question arose during Prabhupada's time. Some say he has come to establish this Daiva Varnasram. And some other party told that no, he has come to preach Vaishnavism. And other higher parties also. What for he has come? The three divisions. Then it was discussed and decided. Highest aim to preach the Radha Dasya. Radhadasya, Vishka Mantani, Kishir Vaishnava, there is one এবার গাড়িতে তিনজন যায় না, আর গাড়ি চালায় লজ্জা নিয়ে। মতনজি বৈষ্ণবী বৃন্দার সার বিষ্ণু কৃষ্ণের চরণে, বাট হি স্পেশাল এইম ওয়াজ টু প্রিচ দি সার্ভিস অফ রাধা রাম, রাধা দাস, রাধা দাসের রহি ছাড়ি ভোগ ওহি, ওহি ভোগ ওহি মিন্স দি টেন্ডেন্সি অফ এক্সপ্লয়টেশন অ্যাজ কম্পেয়ার টু ইট সার্ভেন্ট, it exhaustively and throw yourself in the service of Sri Radhika. That is his highest aim. And in general, to spread Krishna consciousness and to create a favorable circumstance for that, to spread Krishna consciousness, he went to spread this Daiva Varna Ashram to help that. Ramananda Sangvad, where Mahaprabhu had a talk with, a spiritual talk with Ramananda Rai. It is mentioned there, it began from Varna Ashram and went straight to service of Krishna and ended in the service of Sri Radhika. And that whole campaign engaged our Guru Maharaj for the best benefit of the world. The conception of full-fledged theism is such. Not only surrender to Krishna, but in particular surrender to the highest servitor of Krishna. That is the secret of the highest success in fortune. Within Krishna consciousness, there is a system of hierarchy of servitors. And the highest from the standpoint of intensity and quality, both quantity and quality, service, what is done to Krishna to take us to that standard. Surrender to Krishna in his general, but particularly to the highest servitor, his leading servitor of him, to give us at, offer us at the disposal of the highest servitor. That is the key to our fortune. Highest fortune. Ordinary whole thing within Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness and Krishna's service. But there are also particular quality and quantity in this permutation combination. We reach to the zenith in the Madhura Rasa, and who is the first qualified of that service, they are to end Radha Rasa, Radha Kainkatya. In Ramananda Rai, in that discourse, we find it. And the Prabhupada's Pujala Raghavata Gaurava Bhangi, extraordinary to the ordinary public, to preach them what is the necessity and the purpose of the favorable environment, and that is found in the beginning from Varnashram. Varnashram, proper. Not the static Varnashram, but dynamic. Dynamic Varnashram. Valuation from the standpoint of Krishna consciousness. The estimation of the successful Varnashram only from the standpoint of Krishna consciousness, not otherwise. That is Asura Varnashram. This fresh Varnashram, that is Asura Varnashram. That is demonic, who makes much of this material thing. And Daiva Varnashram, who can understand quality. That quality for the preparedness of Krishna consciousness. That sort of society, social management. That is the army division. Some for the infantry, some this asharahi ki wale, this on the horses.
Cavalry.
Cavalry. Infantry, cavalry, and some in other ways, and now air, navy, and ordinary land soldiers. So fight a war, a battle, this classification necessary. So also for Krishna consciousness, we shall be arrayed in such a way as the nation can march from science to science, from this materialism to Krishna consciousness in general. Then in particular, when we enter into Krishna consciousness, there is also difference in the achievement, lower, higher, both in quality and the quantity. We have to calculate that. And with our inner, the response of our inner heart, we have to approach them. And what Prabhupada came for, that was Radha Kainkayi. Radha Kainkayi. We have found in his writing and in his speech also that he was meant for that. And for that purpose, ordinary equipment for Krishna consciousness, and to help the Krishna consciousness, that Daiva Varnashram was given recognition as the foundation of Krishna consciousness. In this way it came up. Gaur Hari Bo. Hari Krishna. The background is Varnashram. Varnashram.
But Maharaj, what they are still containing in their society, which Prabhupada once strictly prohibited. Is it correct?
What?
এই যে তারা বিয়েটি ইত্যাদি যে করছে, যেটা ওর প্রশ্ন হলো সেইটি, যে মেটেরিয়াল ওয়ার্ল্ডের মধ্যে যে দুটো জিনিস চালাচ্ছে এটা কি ঠিক কিনা, এই প্রশ্নটা সেইটাই।
So it is not possible for all to engage themselves in the exclusive service of Krishna. So the householders are admitted, household life also admitted. But the all-time servant they should be have higher recognition. And then they will fight for preaching and also internal realization. And the highest will be the adherence to the order of the Gurudev, the highest agency. Kamarupa group, suicidal squadron. However, dictation will come to do what, to do, do and die. And we should not think that all householders are to be of lower degree. Because we find in Mahaprabhu's time, there are so many grihastha paramahamsa doing household life, but still they are considered to be the devotee of eternal life. Perfect life may be lived in household system also. It is possible, but it is difficult. It is difficult.
Householders,
but paramahamsa. When Mahaprabhu began to play drama in Chaitanya Math, Chandrasekhar Bhavan, in his time, then he asked his devotees to take some part, some Krishna, some Radharani, some Barayburi, some Narad, all these things. And he told only those that have got control over senses, they will be allowed to take part, not otherwise. Then Advaita Prabhu, Sivas, they told, then we are not going to be allowed. We are grihastha. We are grihastha householder. We are our children. So we cannot get the passport. And Mahaprabhu told, I shall pray to Krishna to make you proper for the time being. And you will have to take part in the drama. So Gyan Sunna Bhakti, the devotion in the form of ignorance. They sometimes may think that they are like household, ordinary householder, but they are not so. We have to take them as such. Though they are saying, their statement that we are not free from the attraction of the senses, but still they are. It is possible in Gyan Sunna Bhakti class. But really they are not so. It is very difficult to understand that plane where one can be such. This is all serving attitude. Not only indifferent, generally, if we do anything indifferent, with indifference, then we are not caught by the consequence. Anasakta. Anasakta. If we do anything 100% indifferently, we cannot, no reaction, no, we can't be caught by the reaction or the consequence, indifferent. The negative side is this. Then the positive side, if anything is done to please Krishna, that is going higher in the positive side, that can never touch any mundane reaction or consequence above that. All these things are to understand very carefully. So in Vrindavan, in the friend circle, in the parent circle, there are so many married couples, and the children also coming. But the attitude of the union is quite different, far from this mundane union, but only required to help the Leela of Krishna. They are not the party to any sort of enjoyment. Indifference is there, renunciation total. Again on the positive side, the progress. The die to live, it is for to maintain Krishna Leela, not otherwise. It's difficult to understand, to follow. Only to maintain, to help the Leela of Krishna, his pastimes, these are designed by Yoga Maya, not by Mahamaya. Not any individual interest there. And not even indifference, but die to live, following that current, we shall go up. For the necessity of helping Krishna Leela, they are meant to do so. That is the solution. So we must not drag them down as Grihastha in the Varnasram. Who tries by following such system to go up towards renunciation, then towards devotion? So in Sadhan Varnasram, there is something to help us to go up. And the highest group, they are already established only to maintain the Leela of Krishna, meant. So that is life after death. And here, to save us from death, that is would be the difference. Hare Krishna, Gaur. Nidai Gaur, Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur, Hari Gaur.
Maharaj,
yes.
In the Varnashram system, there must be cooperation amongst the four classes. So how does a grihastha remain Krishna conscious if one of the other classes considers him to be lower and presents that to him?
Positive side to be detected. How much intense tendency to satisfy Krishna, that is the criterion. Even externally take the garb of a wholesale or exclusive devotee, that should not be the criteria. The inner measurement, earnestness, sraddha, bhakti, ruchi, in this way, the attraction inside, that will be the measurement. Criterion will be there, within. A one grihastha householder, jini abusing sat, oh, I can't leave the temptations of the senses. I am unfit for the service of the Lord. When I shall be able to devote myself exclusively for His service? Internally He is maintaining so. Another, a man who is externally wholly given to the service of Krishna, he at the bottom of his heart, feeling for the company of sense satisfaction. Outwardly, he is a wholesome servitor of Krishna, but internally he is fostering some sort of enjoying temperament. That will be considered lower. And this man who is still in household life, aspiring after fire burning in his heart, I can't dedicate myself wholesale. So the inner anchoring, earnestness, that should be the criterion, and not external, the dress, this, and the physical adjustment. You see the case of Ambarish. He is a grihastha, he is an emperor. Ambarish is an emperor. But his devotion was appreciated. And the Durvasa Rishi, who has attained so high power in yoga, mysterious mastery over subtle powers, that he is here and there throwing his cards and his bone, and that are being fulfilled. But from the standpoint of devotion, he is considered lower than Ambarish Maharaj. So inner hankering for Krishna consciousness, to negativate one's own self that I am nothing, I have no status, I have no devotion, not a drop of devotion for Krishna. It is a very peculiar measurement in the negative side. I have something, some devotion about Krishna, that is dangerous. That is because that is infinite in character. Okay? Aspiration, hankering, our aims of separation with Krishna. That is the qualification. Anyhow, externally we are adjusted. That is a secondary thing. Hare Krishna. So I want to close the class today here. Om Vishnu Vasudeva Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai Jai Sivadesi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Ki Jai Bhaktavinda Ki Jai Gaur Hari Bol Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai Srinavadi Dham Ki Jai Gaur Hari Bol Jai Gaur Hari Bol.